Welcome to
the home of explanations. John wasn't sure I was going to make it. Gene's not sure he's going to make it. Hey, we've made it 4 minutes into the show. Yes. 1 hour and 56 minutes to go. Oh, my gosh. Good morning. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. Happy to be with you this morning. Happy to be anywhere this morning. Goodness. It is a absolutely gorgeous morning out there. It is... Did your board tell you what the temperature is out there right now? 64 degrees. I'm double checking the calendar because I'm fairly certain it says October. And even this morning when I left the house early, it was, oh goodness, like 58, 56. So still very warm then and already warming up. It's going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous day. Although if I understand right, Monday's supposed to get... rained and of course it's supposed to rain because we were playing in a fundraising golf tournament on Monday. Yeah, which I think we'll put the emphasis on the fundraising part and just go home because goodness. Welcome to More Than Money. If you're a loyal listener, you know exactly how this works. We answer your questions. We discuss your concerns. We listen to your observations, and we try to give you as much information as we can to get you from wherever you find yourself financially this morning to the very best place that you can possibly be. That's our agenda. Unlike other radio shows, other financial pundits, other financial talking heads that have products that they are absolutely committed to you acquiring from them, the only thing that we're absolutely committed to acquiring this morning is much more information. And as a result, I stand ready to share with you my 780 years of experience. Goodness gracious, how does one man do that? I work nights. And weekends sometimes. So please join us this morning. If you are a brand new listener, thank you for joining us. We welcome you indeed. You are officially now part of the More Than Money family. And as a result, you get all the great benefits. You get to ask questions. You get to perhaps subscribe to our newsletter or send me an email or access our website. You can do all of those things. Anything that we can offer that will benefit you, we are happy to do so. Traditionally, our topics are pretty straightforward, where we talk about investments, talk about income tax issues, we talk about estate planning, we talk about business. And as you might suspect, under those headings come lots of different lifetime issues like retirement, like saving for college, like saving for your first home, perhaps investing to acquire financial independence. A little bit different than retirement. Some folks look at retirement pretty traditionally, 65 or 70, and take your Social Security and your pension and head off into the sunset. Other folks say, it's an interesting idea. I think I'd rather do that at 40. Okay, we can talk about that too. So life events, if you're having your first child, if you need life insurance, if you finally acknowledge that mortality is still running right at that 100% mark, meaning at some point we're going to lose you. Maybe a will and a trust, maybe a power of attorney, maybe a medical directive, maybe some documents or life insurance, long-term care insurance. Maybe you've come to the realization that as you get to retirement or close to retirement, gosh, we're in really good shape. About the only thing that could kind of knock us off our game is if one of us gets sick or hurt and needs extensive care. Did I say extensive care? Yeah. Expensive care, too. That's extensive and expensive. One of our More Than Money family currently paying for their father's care, currently running at $14,000 a month. It's staggering. It's just staggering. So speaking of staggering, it doesn't have to be. Or maybe it doesn't have to be. There at the very least, there are options. There are strategies. There are ideas and tactics that you should be exploring. and we're here to help you do that. Three different ways that you may join us this morning. The easiest, most traditional, and potentially the most fun is give us a call, 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900. You talk to the lovely and talented John Elliott, and then you get to talk to Gene, and we have a nice conversation, and we try to help you as much as we possibly can. Again, 610-720-7900. Second, you can send me an email through the miracle of modern technology, the smartphone, as they say. All you have to do is reach out, and I've got it instantaneously. Gene@askmtm.com. That's Gene@askmtm.com. And, of course, you can join us from wherever you have access to the Internet, coast to coast, north and south, and beyond, simply logging on. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com, from the smallest handheld device to the largest widescreen TV. You're part of the More Than Money experience. Hit the Listen Live button, hit the Ask Gene button, and you are totally engaged, and we'd be happy to welcome your questions as well. The Ask Gene button takes you right through the system, right to my smartphone, so we get to answer your questions, and we're really, really pleased to do exactly that. I trust that you've got wonderful plans for the weekend. It is, again, really, really beautiful out there, and you should take advantage as you're out and around. Make sure that you stay with us either on your car radio or through iHeartMedia, and get the entire show as much as you possibly can to get your financial life the best it can possibly be. Two thank yous I want to send out. One is for the folks up at Old Homestead. I mentioned last week that we were heading out after the show and going up and trying to raise a little bit of money for Laughing at My Nightmare. And if you recall, last Saturday, it was slightly different than this Saturday. When we left here, it was about 52. And when we got up to New Tripoli, it was 45-mile-an-hour winds. And because it was a scramble format, which means that everybody tees off kind of at the same time, shotgun start, as they say, they had us teeing off on number 16 tee, which is the highest point on the course. Yeah, we got up there, and the winds were, they had to be 50 miles an hour. I had on every piece of clothing I owned, and then I borrowed two more jackets. It was crazy. That's all the tragedy of playing golf. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, come on. What a whiner. True whiner. True. My wife's at home listening going, you have no idea. But thanks to my good friends and my partners, Jack and Mark and Darren, we had a really, really good time. Eventually, we came down off Mount Olympus and got down into the valley where the winds were only 15 or 20 miles an hour. So that was much, much easier. It was impressive to see the organization of the tournament, the people that were there, the volunteers and the commitment. If you want to talk about really impressive, they raised over $18,000. $18,000. There are lots of words, but none of them are adequate. That is fabulous, fantastic, unbelievable, exciting, inspiring. We got to see Shane, of course, and Sarah. Just a wonderful result from a challenging day. Wonderful indeed. So if you get a chance to head up to Old Homestead, maybe spend a couple bucks, that would be a great idea. Thank them for their commitment to the community. And if you are out and about and you happen to see Shane or Sarah, congratulate them on their fine results as well. Again, great day. Wind and cold notwithstanding. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to Jack. Jack, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Gene. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. How may we serve you?
I have a question pertaining to Social Security.
Sure.
I am currently 65 years old, and I'll be turning 66 in a few weeks, and that's my age for taking my full withdrawal.
Sure.
I do not plan to do that. I plan to defer that for a couple of years.
Sure.
My wife is currently 63. Her age is also 66.
Mm-hmm.
What we would like to do is have her begin withdrawing her with Social Security in January of 2018, knowing that it would be at some reduced rate, some reduced value.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, when I do decide to take my withdrawal, at that point in time, can my wife then still have the benefit of getting half of my Social Security under the stay-home wife option?
Under the spousal option.
The spousal, yes.
Yeah, really important that we differentiate between wife and spouse, because in today's society, lots of folks, the wife is the higher wage earner, and the husband is now looking to take the spousal benefit. So your question is a very appropriate one. It's one that lots of folks face. The answer is yes. So using numbers I've picked literally out of thin air, if in January of 2008 your wife's monthly benefit is $800, again, a number I picked out of thin air, she will collect that benefit until you elect your Social Security benefits. At that point, whatever age that may be, 66, 67, at some point in the future, once your benefits have kind of kicked in, so to speak, she can elect the spousal benefit. The spousal benefit is one half of your benefit at age 66. So the spousal benefit will not go up if you're delaying your receipt of your benefits. But of course, your benefit goes up 8% a year. So that's pretty impressive. And number two, the survivor benefit that she might receive at your passing also goes up at 8% a year. So lots of good mix and match combinations that are going to happen based on what you've described to me. She starts generating some Social Security benefits relatively early, later converts to perhaps a higher benefit based on the spousal. And of course, for every year that you delay, your Social Security benefit rises by 8%. And I should correct myself, you don't have to wait a year to get the 8% increase. It increases at roughly 2/3% a month. So if your normal retirement age is 66 and you decide, I'll wait 6 months, you'll get a 4% bump. It is not done in 1 year increments. You're on the right track. I think your thinking is very sound.
Can I ask one follow-up
question? Oh, please. Absolutely.
I understand there's a, once I would declare to start taking Social Security, or once my wife does, I understand there's a maximum amount of income you can still make without having to suffer a reduction in your Social Security or, you know, paying back something.
Mm-hmm.
Is that number a fixed number for everyone, or is it a percentage of what your income was that your Social Security is then being based on?
No, sadly, it's a fixed number. It's just over $16,000. And Jack, it would only apply to your wife's benefit. And here's the reason why. That income limitation, and it isn't a limitation, it's a restriction. If you make more than $16,000, they will start reducing benefits, $1 a benefit for every $2 you make above $16,000. So let's say you make $18,000. It sounds dreadful. You're going to lose $1,000 of benefit, but you made $2,000 extra, so it's not the worst thing in the world. That restriction drops off when you hit normal retirement age. So if you're planning on taking at 66 or beyond, there is no restriction. There's no income limitation that would hurt you.
Oh, great. Okay.
I hope I helped.
Thank you very much for your help.
I appreciate the call very much, Jack. I appreciate it. Take care.
Have a great weekend.
God bless.
Shoot straight on Monday.
I'll do my best. Thanks.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Ralph. Ralph, good morning, sir. Ralph, go ahead.
Maybe you got the wrong. I said Rob. Maybe
Rob. My apologies. Okay. It's John's hearing is. Go right ahead, Rob.
Okay, thank you. My problem is this. Some time ago, we had a fella draw up a trust agreement for us, a family trust. And he said that we could change it anytime we wanted to. Now we find out we want to change it, and apparently he made an irreversible trust fund, and we don't want that. And we were told we can't change it back to our property, just the two names of husband and wife. So I'm wondering, how do we go about this? Because unfortunately, the man that made the error died. So now we're kind of stuck in the middle. Do we have to go to get another attorney, or do we have to go to the court, or what do we have to do?
You have a real challenge here, Rob. There's no question about that. The difference between a revocable trust and an irrevocable trust is dramatic, as you just found out. Changing it is going to be a challenge. You certainly need to counsel with a very experienced estate planning attorney. Now, when I say very experienced, Rob, there are hundreds of attorneys in the Lehigh Valley who have prepared wills. That does not make them experienced estate planning attorneys. There are maybe half of that number that have done more than a handful of trusts and estate administration. So, but that's still a very large number. The attorney that you're looking for is somebody who has been specializing in estate planning, elder law issues for decades. And that's a fairly small number, measured perhaps in a couple dozen throughout the Lehigh Valley, maybe. So I would absolutely insist that you sit with a qualified estate planning attorney, review your options in terms of either having this trust revoked, even though it's currently based as an irrevocable trust. That was not your intent. If you can demonstrate that to the court, I think a court will overturn that or could overturn that. But it's not something that you can do on your own. It's certainly not something that your quote-unquote average attorney who does wills and does real estate and does traffic court and does a bit of this and a bit of that. That's not the person you want. You want somebody who's got deep experience in the use of estate planning documents, wills, and trusts. So in my opinion, you've got to start with interviewing two or three potential attorneys, estate planning attorneys, perhaps by phone, perhaps in person. Most of the quality attorneys will give you a brief consultation, initial consultation at no charge. So if you get a chance to, again, identify three or four, perhaps by referral, perhaps if you're at a loss, before the end of the show, we'll give you a contact information. Of course, you can always send me an email with the request. We can get you some referrals as well to very experienced estate planning attorneys. But this is a very difficult situation. You, in essence, are a victim. The gentleman who prepared it, you said, has passed away. Does his practice continue? Has it been carried on by other attorneys, or did the practice fold as well?
Well, he wasn't an attorney. He was with a group, like a senior group, and then he said he'll take care of all of this stuff for us, making up a will and making up a thing. And he said, and he explained, and I said to him, well, we want a trust fund for the children.
Sure.
Well, it turned out that he misunderstood, because he sent our deed away to some other and another attorney somewhere else outside of his company, but maybe subletted by his company, I don't know.
Sure.
Because then when I questioned it here just recently, they said that, well, no, he didn't do it. He wasn't an attorney. He sent it off to somebody else to have it done. I said, well, I wasn't aware that it was irreversible. I thought we had control of it, because he even made it very clear that, oh, yeah, husband and wife, you got control of everything. Well, now I find out we don't have control of everything.
But, Rob, that firm is still in existence.
The firm is, yeah, but he's dead.
It actually gives me, the fact that he's dead gives me no feeling one way or another. The fact that the firm is still in existence, he was representing the firm. If you end up having financial damages because of this, You've got recourse. You've got serious recourse against this firm. So again, you're going to want to get an independent evaluation of your situation by an experienced, very experienced estate planning attorney. Evaluate what your options are and what it might cost to fix the situation. And once that's been identified, now you're going back to that company that this gentleman who is deceased represented. And you're going to, through your attorney, of course, you're going to insist that they make all this right. He was representing them. They're still in existence. As far as I'm concerned, they still have responsibility for making this right for you and your wife.
Yeah, well, see, my concern was that, you know, I can swear on a stack of Bibles that this is what they explained to me, but he's not here to spare. So it's my voice against a dead man, and that's where I'm stuck. You're right. I'm kind of stuck in the middle. I was not explained. That was not explained to me too good, and I knew now that the minute I find out that he wasn't the attorney, he sent it off, that's what has me really concerned. So thank you for your help. I appreciate it. I'll just have to approach them and find out what they can do for me. If not, then I have to call you back and get some good quality attorneys.
Very good. Very good, Rob. And again, do call us back. And before the end of the show, we'll give you contact information to reach out to either our office or reach me by email. We'll help you each step of the way.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob. You take care. God bless. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. I want to make just a couple comments about Rob's situation. He mentioned that the gentleman who has passed away represented a group. Maybe not attorneys themselves. Perhaps they were quote-unquote senior advisors, quote-unquote loving trust advisors. That was a very popular term for a long time. Living trust advisors. Sadly, there have been a number throughout the Lehigh Valley over the years, not a large number, three or four that I'm aware of, that were in essence, you've heard of puppy mills, that they were trust mills. They would hold workshops. They would get a lot of people in a room. They would get a lot of those people to spend a lot of money on creating documents. Some revocable trusts, trusts that can be changed in the future. Sadly, in Rob's case, irrevocable trusts, ones that, according to the courts or according to intention of the document, cannot be changed. Why in the world would you use an irrevocable trust? Who would possibly be willing to do something that's etched in stone forever? Well, to be fair, there are reasons. And depending on your circumstance, there could be some very good reasons. At least three good reasons. Exactly, John. Thank you. But rare. But these mills, they grind it out. And they produce, generally speaking, and if this rings a bell, if you're sitting there going, now, wait a second, that sounds like us. If you went to one of those workshops, you had a consultation with somebody that either was or, in Rob's case, was not an attorney, and then they farmed it out, and you ended up with a huge, thick book, almost always either leather or faux leather, very impressive, lots of documents, and a huge bill, not unusual for it to be $3,000, $3,500, more typically $2,000, $2,500 for legal representation that if you had gone to a reputable, appropriate estate planning attorney might have cost you half of that or less. This is a real problem. And if you're sitting out there going, wait a second, I got one of those big fat books, you might end up, as Rob has, finding out that the documents don't do what you were told that they were going to do. Huh. Be very, very careful. Do not hesitate to call for referrals. Again, lots of attorneys, they do a bit of this, a bit of that. If you're trying to overturn an irrevocable trust, it is a very challenging road that you face. you want somebody next to you as an attorney who has been down this road, is absolutely not their first rodeo. They have seen the subtleties and the ins and outs. You've got to get somebody like that to help you out. Goodness. God bless Rob. Two great calls to start the show already. We absolutely need that. So keep those calls coming at 610-720-7900. Again, 610-720-7900. Let us help you in any way that we can. Gene at AskMTM.com works very well. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com works very well. As well, the thing that doesn't work very well is New York Yankees bullpen. Ugh. That was too painful. Too painful. Speaking of painful, no, I'm uncomfortable. I'm a little nasally and my allergies are killing me, but I'm not in. All right, I'm in pain. God bless us. The way you can help me be in less pain, 610-720, because when I'm talking to you, I'm feeling great. 610-720-7900. We'll take your calls after this on More Than Money. Welcome back to the home of explanations more than money, Gene Dickinson. Gene's in trouble. I took too long to come back. I apologize. Sorry, John. 610-720-7900. Please join us. Happy to speak with you this morning. We have an email, and I'm kind of back and forth with the gentleman. I'm going to answer the question I think he wants me to answer. And if it's wrong, Jack, let me know, and I'll answer the question you do want me to answer. His subject line is frustrated, and if I understand his question correctly, I would understand his frustration. Best way to handle if your financial advisor does not return your phone calls. Ooh.
All right. Thank you for calling.
I might be the worst guy to ask about this. In our office... We have both the good news, the bad news. The good news is we are really intent on answering phone calls very, very quickly. Our entire team knows that if the phone rings more than twice, that's not good. Thank you, John. John, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was late coming back. I apologize. I know, John. I know. Sorry. I'm sorry, two beers? Ah, five beers, got it. We are very responsive to phone calls. That's the good news. The flip side of that is that we're a relatively small company, 10, 12 people. So if somebody is under the weather perhaps, on vacation perhaps, that kind of thing, it is very possible that a phone message is left and it's not returned immediately because it was directed at a person who isn't available immediately. I understand that bigger companies have advantages there. I understand that. Bigger companies have disadvantages. Pros and cons. You got that. If the reality of the question, however, is I've got this financial advisor, I call him, I call her, And it just doesn't matter. I know they're around. They just don't return the calls. They're just not interested. That's unacceptable. It's just unacceptable. One of the things that I have gratefully accepted as an observation with folks who have been clients of mine for years when I say, well, you know, I hope I'm giving you enough good information, because we meet every 2 or 3 months. We talk, we email, we have live events, we have all kinds of stuff going on. And more times than I can possibly count, I have had clients turn to me and go, dude, it's cool. We know exactly where you are for 2 hours every week. So if we want to talk to you between 8 and 10 Saturday mornings on WAEB AM 790. So there's a certain advantage to being tightly scheduled in that regard. And for folks who are frustrated with their advisors, I admit I have an advantage. I get to talk to my clients, my prospects, my More Than Money family. Forgive the phrase, but it was one of my mom's favorites. Come hell or high water. Sorry, New Orleans. Sorry, Mobile. High water coming. Oops. Bottom line is, if you're not getting appropriate response, there may be an absolutely good reason. I'm usually the one that has made a scene, embarrassed myself, and then found out, you know what? Hey, the guy just lost his mom. Ugh. All right, now I'm a jerk. And then I find out later. Well, no, I don't. I mean, I already know I'm a jerk. But it's for that reason I find out later that I should have been a little more patient. But if you're dealing with a company, we'll use our company as an example. Let's say we have a guy named Jimmy. And you call Jimmy and he doesn't return the call for a day or two. Call me. If you're dealing with a brokerage operation, you know, a national firm, and they have an office, and the individual you're dealing with, it works in that office, call the office, ask for a manager, and say, hey, I've been trying to reach this advisor without success. Is there a reason? Maybe they are on vacation. Maybe they do have an issue, personal issue. Either way, you need to get the information that you need. Sean, we're going to take a little... Thank you, sir. Very kind of you. Especially since you're annoyed with me, and I know. I apologize. I shouldn't have been out there that long. I got a late start. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. John has been with us day one, basically. So 17 years plus or minus of putting up with this crap. You know that there have been topics over the years that have really caught people's attention. This Equifax hack, oh my word. Still getting a request for information. Happy to send it to you if you've got concerns about whether you were injured in that Equifax breach. Yeah, likely you were. 143 million. Happy to send it to you. All you have to do is request it, gene@askmtm.com. Unbelievable, the response, which makes the giveaway, the prize that we're giving for Name That Tune, all the more appropriate. Because, and who knew, when we started Hack Proof Your Life, it's a book by the creators of Savvy Cybersecurity, Sean Bailey and Devin Kropp. Cybersecurity rules to protect your email, your computers, your bank accounts from hacks, malware, and identity theft. Who knew how appropriate this was going to be when we ordered these books up? We still have, I think, 3 left. So, as loyal listeners know, we've been doing Name That Tune. Important that you know the name of the song and the artist. Do I give him a hint? No hint. I'll give you the phone number, 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900. If you know the name of this song, we'll play just 3-4 seconds of the intro, and the artist, call us, 610-720-7900, Mr. John. Yeah, that's goodness. Plenty. 610-720-7900, our gift to you, Hack Proof Your Life Now, a wonderful book that gives you tremendous insight into getting secure online, and since gosh, most of our life is spent online these days, we've got to have as much protection as we possibly can. 610-720-7900. Let's go right to the phones. We'll say good morning. You're on More Than Money.
Howdy. I got the, I think, the artist and the name of that tune.
Go right ahead, sir.
Tom Petty, Won't Back Down.
Absolutely correct. Fantastic. Congratulations. I'm going to ask you to hang on for a second. John's going to get your name and address, and we'll send your book right out to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
God bless. Congratulations, John. It's all yours, sir. I'm hanging. No, you clear them. If I'm guessing they're making guesses, and if they are, just say no thank you or thank you. We have a winner. Ah, very good. We have a winner. And we're making this maybe. But it's obvious why we chose this song. We lost Tom Petty this week. 60, just shy of 67, way too young. It is ironic, some of the folks in rock and roll who have died quite young. When I say quite young, I'm not talking about the Janis Joplins and the Jimi Hendrixes and that ilk, that the age, 27, I guess, is the kind of almost the mystical age for young rockers to die. Amy Winehouse, Kurt Cobain, a bunch of them 27 years old. Jim Morrison. That's one issue, and I think you can all kind of figure out that issue. But no, you know, as rockers who have matured into a full life, 67 is very young. And apparently, by all reports, it was very unexpected. Tom Petty was the Heartbreakers, obviously very successful. The time that I came to know of him most, or I guess most personally, was when he joined the Traveling Wilburys with George Harrison. I was a huge fan of George Harrison's. The Beatles came up kind of, I'm 10 years younger, plus or minus, than Paul McCartney, so they came up when I was most impressionable from a music standpoint. They made a huge impression on me in my mid-teens with some of their materials in the late 60s. And George Harrison was kind of the forgotten Beatle until he wasn't, and wrote some amazing songs. And then, of course, joined with Jeff Lynne and Orbison and Bob Dylan with Tom Petty and made great, great music. And sadly, within a short period of time, Orbison was gone, early 50s. And shortly thereafter, so was George Harrison in his mid, I think, 56, 57, quite young. Goodness. Godspeed, Tom Petty. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Young lady writes, "My husband and I are in our 30s. We both work. Our daughter is 7. Our son is 5. We went to a couple of free dinner financial seminars. Hey, and they didn't seem to talk about the things we need to know, like saving for college, our 401ks, and wills to protect our kids. We took a two-night class at the community college, and it was better. One of the things the instructor said was that every advisor should give their clients a written financial plan. The one he showed us was 50 pages and had lots of numbers, projections, and spreadsheets. We then met with an advisor who we really like, who answered all of our questions, gave us really good direction, really solid support, but does not provide his clients with a written plan. Should we look for another advisor?" Anybody in the audience have an opinion? Mm-hmm. Sir? No. Okay. certainly look for an advisor who doesn't cough. Mm-hmm. That would be good. And I will give you some context, and then I'll give you my opinion. I've been doing this for a very long time. When I first came into the financial advisory world, we were not called financial advisors. We were called financial planners. Financial planners were invented for the idea of providing information and sending you on your way. So somebody in their 30s would come in, and you got kids, you want to save for college, you want to do this, you want to do that. A financial planner would create a 50-page plan or so, charge a significant sum of money for doing it, and then send you on your way. If you wanted help putting that plan into action, that was a very different question. Then you had to pay more, and it became a it could become a quite an expensive undertaking. We understood from an industry standpoint, from a professional standpoint, why that was being done. Creating financial plans, especially 1,000 years ago, long before the computers were. Now you want to produce a 50-page report. It prints before you touch the button. I mean, goodness, 1,000 years ago, no, it was a 50-page report might take 3 hours to print. A 50-page, if you had 30 pages of spreadsheets, that might take 5 or 6 days to create. And today that would take 35 minutes. And that's if you got a cup of coffee in the middle. I mean, it's just not that difficult. The question in my mind becomes now one of value. What is the value to a financial plan? Now, I've been doing this for a very long time. I've seen financial plans of every style and intent, font and paper. Hey, this is a 60-pound linen stock with a Cambria. Oh, please. The question is, does it bring value? Is it a valuable tool that gets you from where you need to be, from where you are to where you need to be more efficiently? And in my opinion, for the vast majority of people, the answer is no. 50 pages of spreadsheets and projections for somebody in their 30s. I'm here to tell you that there isn't a single number in there that goes out beyond even 2 years that's correct. They're all wrong. They are projections. They are reading the tea leaves. They are based on assumptions. Hey, if your income continues to grow at 3%, Well, no, it's not going to continue to grow at 3%. This year it's going to go up 4.2. Next year it's going to be 0. Someday you're going to go and start your own business. It's going to grow by 40%. The numbers are wrong. Social Security numbers are wrong. All the numbers are wrong. So what's the value? Well, if you are the type of person who needs validation, if you're the kind of person that won't take action until you've kind of checked your GPS, plugged in your phone GPS, and also printed off the directions before you left, yeah, then maybe a financial plan is useful. But I think you've already answered your own question. We then met with an advisor who we really like, answered our questions, gave us good directions, and made us feel great, but doesn't do a written plan. If you had the choice between a written plan with somebody that does not do those other things, or no written plan with somebody who does, take the advisor who you really like, the one that's giving you good direction. Okay. I will tell you, in our More Than Money World headquarters, in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth, we rarely produce these kind of financial plans. We have found that the cost involved to the client is simply not justified. So I would make a second observation about your question. Number one, if you found an advisor you really like, stick with the advisor. You don't need the written plan. Take good notes. Your advisor will take good notes. That will be your written plan as you go forward. Number two, the community college instructor who is saying, here's my 50-page plan. Every advisor should do that. That's a bit of a snow job. That's a bit of a snow job. In my mind, as soon as I read that, I said, it's kind of like showing you the report that I handed to you, and it's on blue paper, And you go, ooh, blue paper. Well, every good financial advisor uses blue paper. It's just the silliness of trying to set yourself apart, of trying to be different, and laying claim to that by in essence, kind of damning everybody else if they don't do it the way you do it. I don't know who the instructor was. I don't know which community college it was. And that's just as well. But if the young lady who wrote this is listening, if you would invite that person to come on air with me, we'll compare notes. My guess is that he's not going to do that. That would be painful. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to George. George, good morning.
Good morning, Gene. How are you?
Very well, sir. How may we serve you?
I had a question. First of all, I enjoy listening to your program.
Thank you.
And I always learn something, you know, the way you answer the question.
Thank you, sir.
I'm 66 years old, medically retired.
Okay.
My wife is 70. She's retired.
Okay.
We have two adult sons, 31 and 35.
Okay.
Neither one is married or has been married.
Okay.
My question is, I have been thinking of purchasing policies, insurance policies for them with an annuity type of protection of death benefit, asset growth, and potential lifetime income for them, because neither one of them seem to be particularly concerned about the future.
I understand your intent. I suspect, just as from one father to another father, I suspect that despite that there's no question in my mind that your intentions are honorable and in the best interest of your sons. I'm not convinced that they would see it that way. I'm not convinced that they wouldn't look at that one more time as something that, yeah, that's nice. Yeah. We're not making plans. We'll just rely on mom and dad to take care of all this. If I were sitting where you're sitting, I would not do that. I would keep my funds, my assets in the control of myself and my wife. At your passing, or at the second passing, when you and your wife are gone, of course your sons are going to share in the estate. If I were in a similar circumstance, I would be tempted to make sure there's a trust in place so that there's somebody kind of with some wisdom that's guiding these young men should they come into that kind of substantial money. But would I be motivated to set something like this up for them at this point in time? I really would not. I wouldn't recommend it. So hopefully, I realize that may not be the answer that you were looking for, but I hope that helps a little bit. And of course, we can always talk about it off air at some point in more detail, and we're happy to help. George, thanks for the call. We are on a hard break. Top of the hour news, Fox Network News, where you learn that the Yankees went 13 innings after being up 8-3 and they lost 9-8. Come on. Yeah, Cleveland. Good for them. Godspeed, Tom Petty. Enjoy a bit of this song as we are at the top of the hour news. We'll get you the entire song at the end of the show. If you have to leave us and you want to reach out to me, send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, or call our home office at 610-746-7007. If you're staying with us through the top of the hour, give us a call, 610-720-7900. I'll take your calls after this on More Than Money.